the Lord help us to commence our services today with some verses from hymn 308, the first part. Hymn 308, the first three and the last three verses of the first part. Wide is the gate of death, the way is large and broad, and many enter in thereat and walk that beaten road. Hymn 308, the first part, the first three verses and the last three verses.
Shall we read together this morning from the book of Genesis, and reading together chapter 19. The book of Genesis, chapter 19. And there came two angels to Sodom at even. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night, and wash your feet, and ye shall rise up early, and go on your ways. And they said, Nay, but we will abide in the street all night. And he pressed upon them greatly, and they turned in unto him, and entered into his house. And he made them a feast, and did bake unleavened bread, and they did eat. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot, and said unto him, Where are the men which came in to thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them. And Lot went out at the door unto them, and shut the door after him, and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wickedly. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known man. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as it is good in your eyes. Only unto these men do nothing. For therefore came they under the shadow of my roof. And they said, Stand back. And they said again, This one fellow came in to sojourn, and he will needs be a judge. Now will we deal worse with thee than with them. And they pressed sore upon the man, even Lot, and came near to break the door. But the men put forth their hand and pulled Lot into the house to them, and shut to the door. And they smote the men that were at the door of the house with blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves to find the door. And the men said unto Lot, Hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in this city? Bring them out of this place, for we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxen great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. And Lot went out, and spake unto his sons-in-law, which married his daughters, and said, Up, get you out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But he seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. And when the morning arose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife, and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And Lot said unto them, Oh, not so, my Lord. Behold, now thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life. And I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to thee, or to flee unto, and it is a little one. O, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing also, that I will not overthrow this city for which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood before the Lord, and he looked toward Sodom and Gomorrah and toward all the land of the plain and beheld, and lo, the smoke of the country went up as the smoke of a furnace. And it came to pass, when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst of the overthrow, when he overthrew the cities in the which Lot dwelt. And Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountain, and his two daughters with him, for he feared to dwell in Zoar, and he dwelt in a cave, he and his two daughters. And the firstborn said unto the younger, Our father is old, and there is not a man in the earth to come into us after the manner of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, and we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the firstborn went in and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow, that the firstborn said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesternight with my father. Let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him. And he perceived not when she lay down and when she arose. Thus were both the daughters of Lot with child by their father. And the firstborn bare a son, and called his name Moab, the same as the father of the Moabites unto this day. And the younger, she also bare a son, and called his name Ben-Ammi, the same as the father of the children of Ammon unto this day. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word, and help us now to come before him in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, sovereign Lord God, in thy eternal purposes, O Lord, thou knowest how we are gathered this day, and thou knowest, O Lord, how we are found, gathered before thee, even this day. O Lord, and so we pray, that we are gathered in thy name, and that we might know, Lord, thee to be present with us in the midst, with those gathered in the chapel, with those that are listening in, with me here, Lord. Oh, we pray. Oh, Lord, that thou wilt not leave us, that there might be something, Lord, a token, a crumb let down this day, for the good of never dying souls. And might thou hear that cry, O Lord, my soul. Might thou hear that cry, Lord, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And as we have read thy word together, the solemnity of it, and yet, Lord, in the midst of it, mercy. O gracious Lord, thou knowest how we are gathered, those things in our lives that others may not know, those things in our lives that may be hidden from others, and yet, Lord, keep us mindful that there is nothing hid from thee. O Lord, for thou art that one that lookest into our hearts, Thou art that one that knowest where our feet, our hands, our mind, our eyes, our ears, our mouth have been. And so we come, Lord, begging the forgiveness of our many and our every sins, Lord. O gracious Lord, what a mercy there is that in thy word. For there is forgiveness with thee. And so might thou grant that help to that Satan, beaten sinner, as it were, the enemy filling the thoughts with those doubts and fears. How can the Lord love one such as you? O Lord, grant that help to venture, to plead thy name, O Lord, that name that is above every name, that name that thy word declares that there is no other name under heaven by which we must be saved. And, O Lord, in thy great love and mercy to hell-deserving sinners, that name hated, yet that name brought to love. Oh, that name, as one penned those words, how sweet. The name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. And, O gracious Lord, might there be known this day in our gathering the sweetness of a precious Jesus. As thy word declares, unto you that believe, he is precious. And, O Lord, oh, might there be that then, for thy trembling ones, oh, in that entering in, O Lord, unto you that believe, through that power and work of the Holy Spirit, unto you whose hearts have been opened in those eternal purposes in heaven that cannot be changed, in that covenant of love and mercy betwixt Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Lord, come then and comfort, lift up, strengthen, support each one that cries unto thee. O come, Lord, where each one is. O Lord, and thou knowest, Lord, where we are in that pathway. And, O Lord, it may be that one feeling as that one overcome, laid by the roadside, attacked by those thieves and those vagabonds, and Yeah. That good Samaritan that bound up those wounds and cared for that man. And so we pray. Oh Lord, that sinners might know, Lord, even this day in our gathering, thy healing touch. Oh Lord, wash, pardon, forgive our every sin. And O Lord, oh, do keep us from taking words with no reality, Lord, in our hearts, but might those cries that go up unto thee, Lord, be those cries wrought out by thy power, O Holy Spirit. O Lord, O might thou hear that cry, teach us to pray, Lord, but in thy teaching and in thy bringing of us to pray unto thee, grant us that grace to bow the knee to the means that thou wilt use. So gather with us, Lord. Do watch over the little cause that swaves thee. Oh, might they, Lord, indeed be that witness in this dark day of thine electing love and mercy to hell-deserving sinners, as we pray for our own little cause also, Lord, and indeed the causes of truth. Grant that help and strength to those that have the responsibility for the place. Might there be the upholding of their arms. And at this time, O Lord, O grant that much needed wisdom of what to do and how to do it in that walking out in the fear of thy name. O Lord, and we pray, Lord, for those of odiers, or Lord, in at this time, that thou might put thine arm about them. O Lord, we would be mindful that, Lord, the vaccine has been produced, and yet, Lord, might we be kept, Lord, ever mindful, ever watching, ever looking, that it is thee who doth order all things. And that wisdom, if we might call it that, that is given to man, is given of thee. So might we be found praying, Lord, praying unto thee, O Lord, that thou wilt stay the hand of the plague upon us, this virus in the land, and that we might be found praying for those in authority. O Lord, we pray. But Lord, do then watch over thine older ones. We think of those in middle years, as it were. And oh, that help needed now, O Lord, as the children are at home. Perhaps, Lord, the trying to balance all the things that have to be done. Yet, Lord, there is one even thee, who hath, as it is left on record, spoken, come unto me, all ye that labour heavy laden, and I will give you rest. O Lord, that felt needed rest in those burdens of soul. But O grant, Lord, that cry and answers to those cries of those in that responsibility of their children, of the home, of the workplace. O Lord, uphold them and strengthen them. And the children and young people, Lord, watch over them. Perhaps those that may be anxious about exams and other things in the future. Might these things be brought and used of thee to cause that crying unto thee, O Lord. But might there be that help to encourage them, Lord. Even as we look back in our own life, Lord, that thou dost grant to us that success, that help that is necessary to lay all at thy feet, O Lord. And we would remember those that mourn. O Lord, thy servant in America, his loved one there, his family here. And yet, Lord, wherever they are, where those that mourn, thou art near. O Lord, that thou art the God of the whole earth, and thou art ever present throughout the earth. So help us to bear them up before thee, O Lord, and all the arrangements that may yet have to be made. Might thou go before and make that way. And we would also remember, Lord, one in hospital, the friends at Bewers, that young man, Lord, in hospital, we pray that thou wilt grant that continued restoring, that thou wilt hear those prayers. O Lord, might we truly be found, bearing one another before thee, Lord. Be with him, be with his family, and his loved ones indeed. So, Lord, hear the cries of thy people and those that we know not who may be laid aside. O Lord, help us to lay them at thy feet, for throughout this world, thy people known of thee. So forgive us our sins, O Lord. Help us now. And O might thy word be a living word unto living souls. Might thou hear that cry, my soul. And O Lord, if it be thy will, any that sit unconcerned, might thou bring them into concern. Might thou hear the cries that go up. Perhaps in the prayer meetings, in the home, in the closet, for those souls that lay upon us, Lord. Help now then, we pray, and the souls of others, Lord, as we would ask all for thy dear name's sake, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Let us continue with hymn 308. We will sing the first three verses and then from verse 10 to the end of the second part. So the second part of hymn 308. If this be, Lord, thy way, then who can hope to gain that prize such numbers never see, such numbers seek in vain. Hymn 308, the second part, the first three verses, and then verse 10 to the end.
As the Lord might help us this morning, I would direct your thoughts to the chapter that we read, Genesis chapter 19, and reading verse 16. Genesis chapter 19, reading verse 16. And while he, that's Lot, lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord, being merciful unto him. And they brought him forth and set him without the city. And the words that we trust of the Lord that have been upon our thoughts are those in this verse, the Lord being merciful unto him. The Lord being merciful unto him. Dear child of God, this word, merciful, this word, mercy, what does it mean? What does it mean? Does it not speak of one who has the power to act against another justly for what that person has done unto them? Perhaps in times of those battles upon the battlefield, fighting one with another, and then one overcame, come on the floor, as it were, the sword above them, and that cry for mercy, that their life might be spared. And mercy is that shown by that one who can destroy, could destroy, but does not. No. In the Bible, in the scriptures of truth, that word mercy we would say this not perfect, but trust in that that we know, that mercy that shines forth. That love and mercy of Almighty God that shines forth in those, in the pages of Scripture. Oh yes, in that covenant, it time began. The unmerited choice of a people of the Father. Love because he would love. And hear that spoken of love, unmerited, undeserved. And as we may have said before, that love of Almighty God in that choice of a people. Nothing of who they were, what they would be, what they would do. All of the sovereignty of Almighty God. As we read in the scriptures, I will have mercy upon whom I will have mercy. Hath not the potter power over the clay to make one vessel to an honour, the other to dishonour? The sovereignty of Almighty God, the love of the Father in the choice of that people that none can number. Those names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, the love of the Eternal Son who came into this world to save sinners. And dear child of God, oh, that love of the Holy Spirit in that work of grace, in that work within each one of his people, that work begun, that work performed. Yes, the faithfulness of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That work, as we may have said before, all of him, nothing of us, nothing that we might try, do, or say, all of Almighty God. And this word mercy, this word mercy, that one in that deserved state of justice to fall out upon them, that pleading for mercy. And our thoughts go for a moment to Psalm 51. David, a try to hide those sins from others, his adultery, his complicity in murder, yet nothing hid from the Lord. And as that word went forth from Nathan into his soul, thou art the man, thou shalt not die. And in that 51st psalm, what does David plead? Mercy. Mercy. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude. What multitude of what? Thy tender mercies, thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Undeserved, unmerited mercy, yet that word tender, what does it speak of? Does it not speak of feeling, love, compassion? As that newborn babe, in all its weakness, is dealt with tenderly, lovingly, compassionately. Oh, might we sing at times, oh, the love of Christ to sinners. That the Lord should love in his eternal purposes sinners such as you and me. And oh, how the hymn writer expresses it in those words, sinners can say, and none but they, how precious is the Saviour. And as we are gathered this morning, what of the Lord Jesus Christ to you and me? What of the undeserved, unmerited love and mercy of Almighty God unto a sinner? Shall we come closer, friend, unto a wretch like you, like me? Mercy, mercy. Oh, might the Holy Spirit grant us that for our souls to feed upon, of that love and mercy of Almighty God, that love and mercy, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, as we have in that word, in the third of John, for God so loved the world that people that none can number, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Love and mercy. And there is this also, as we come to the context of our text, that hand of Almighty God, that eye of Almighty God, finite minds cannot express that eye of the Lord, that ear of the Lord, that hand of the Lord watching over his people. Oh, knowing from all eternity to eternity, all events in their lives, that time when they would be born, that time that they will die. And oh, if we are amongst that number, that time when there was that, when that bringing of us out from darkness unto light, and that time that there will yet be that bringing of each one whose names are in that book till that day when that last one brought out from darkness unto light. The Lord watching over his people. In that way, in that journey that we have sung of the pathway of his people, of that narrow way, straight is that way, narrow is that way, that leadeth to life everlasting, and few there be that find it. Broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that walk therein. What of us each gathered? What of that way? What of that path? What of that day of our death? As we may have said before, it will be this also, if not in the words and the experience of it, in that path, in that tempest-tossed pathway, child of God. Why me? Why me? Why such a wretch as me? And it is this, is it not? If we know anything of these things, sovereign grace, or sin abounding, amazing grace, free and sovereign, unmerited favour, love and mercy of Almighty God. The Lord being merciful unto him. And there is this also, we would not say these things presumptuously concerning the Word of God. And perhaps the young children and people have heard ministers talk and use that word presumption. And we thought upon it this morning, what does it mean? Not to take advantage of the kindness or the position of another person. We may say to someone, I would not presume to ask this. that person being able to do that request. But perhaps, if not outwardly, inwardly, putting it in such a way to persuade them. And in that use of the presumptuous in the walking out in the pathway, the child of God fearful, knowing that the Lord is a loving God, has forgiven our sins. But oh, the scriptures talk of those presumptuous sins, those sins, look in our own heart, those self-willed sins, those sins that our heart, of those things our heart looks upon, and writing to Romans, Paul writes those words. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin then every live any more or longer therein? Shall we sin that grace may abound? God forbid. But oh, the psalmist knew his heart, that cry to be kept from those presumptuous sins. And so these things taught, are they not, in the pathway, that we would approach unto the Lord, emptied of all things, that we would be kept from presumption. For the word of God declares that his people are held in that hand of love and mercy. They shall never perish. None shall pluck from that hand. But oh, for that heart to be made tender, that hard heart of stone that is in us, that heart that the Bible speaks of as being deceitful and desperately wicked. Child of God, do we not know something of the lines of that hymn, he that trusts his own heart acts a raw and foolish part? That being kept from trusting in ourselves, that being kept at the feet of the Lord. Yes, that hand that holds us, none shall pluck, they shall never perish. But oh, for that heart made tender, made alive in that love to the Lord Jesus Christ, as he first loved us, as I have loved you. But O child of God, Oh, again, not to take these words, as it were, upon our lips, but might the Holy Spirit keep us ever mindful of that need of keeping. And as we may have said before, if those that know us perhaps heard our prayers, we do not say this very carefully, but could, what would they make of those prayers to be kept from ourselves, from leaning to ourselves, from leaning to our own ability? Why those cries? For it is as the Lord has taught the child of God, what is in their heart, that heart deceitful and desperately wicked. And Lot here in Sodom, those cities of the plain, as the scripture speaks of them, the wickedness that was prevalent in those cities. There may be that looking upon those things that we have read in this chapter, perhaps that question, what was he doing there? And as we may have said, as we look upon Samson, his head upon the lap of Delilah, what was he doing there? O child of God, cannot cast stones, can we? For the Lord knows those things in our lives that others may not know, maybe in those secret sins. Those sins at the keyboard, those sins in the pathway. Those, what was she? What was he doing there? And yet, that love and mercy of the Lord watching over his people. And Lot, as you know, that nephew of Abraham, who comes upon the page of Scripture at the end of the 11th of Genesis, and in that beginning of the 12th chapter. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, and to a land that I will show thee. And came out with his wife Sarah and his nephew Lot, his brother's son, Haran, and Ur of the Chaldees, and near Babylon, Abraham in the midst of that idolatry. Yet one, loved of the Lord from all eternity to eternity. And that journey that they made, from Ur to Haran, something like 600 miles, we think, and then that to Canaan, another 400 miles, that going where the Lord would have them to go. Not knowing where they went, we do not have time to look at those verses in Hebrews, but turn to them when you can. That following of the Lord and that bringing him out from idolatry. Oh yes, still those things in his life. Twice he denied his wife Abraham, but that purpose of Almighty God that they should come into that land of promise, Lot with them. And we read then in verse 13 of that time when there was a party of Lot and Abraham. There was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's cattle and the herdsmen of Lot's cattle, as they had come up out of Egypt. I cannot dwell on that, going down and coming out of Egypt. Now that strife among them, conscious of time, but read those verses in the 13th of Genesis, of that strife of Abraham said unto Lot, let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we are brethren. We have those words in the psalm, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For oh, there is one, is there not? Even Satan, that father of lies that would stir up brethren in the Lord. Oh yes, in families also. Brethren in the Lord, and that wisdom, not just the words of Abram or Abraham as he became known, but that wisdom given to him. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou take the left, then I will go to the right. If thou depart to the right, I will go to the left. And we read, Lot lifted up his eyes, beheld all the plain of Jordan, it was well watered, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like that land of Egypt. Lot chose him. It's just struck me, Lot chose him, made that decision in and of himself. We would not put here what there is not here, but where was that prayer? Where was that seeking of guidance of the Lord? We do not say that critically, for we cannot cast stones. But that looking upon that plain, Lot chose him. Where did it bring him to? In that chapter that we read, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. He that trusts his own heart. O child of God, cannot cast stones, can we? May have looked. I don't believe it was, but as it proved her to be so, but that looking on the outward circumstance, that looking to the Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? Those two ways, the broad way, the narrow way. Lord, keep me from that broad way. Keep me close to thee. Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan. Lot journeyed east. They separated themselves one for another. Abraham dwelled in the land of Canaan. Lot in the cities of the plain. And pitched his tent towards Sodom. And the men of Sodom were wicked sinners before the Lord exceedingly. Oh, dear Lot, that was come that was before him. And yet, again, we do not say this wrongly or presumptuously, the Lord being merciful to him. And Abraham went his way. In that land, to that plain, into Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Oh, the scripture speaks of giving that Christ might have that preeminence in all things. And those decisions we may take in our lives, might we be kept mindful of Christ having the preeminence. Time is nearly gone. We would just leave one thought as we thought of the children, and perhaps we trust there might be something that does abide. But for the children and the young people, remember Lot. He looked, what with his eyes. And he, and now we have an O, was overtaken, as it were, by the desires of his heart, by his self-will, by his self. And so, that T, he took those steps, went that way, and that danger that was before him, yet the Lord watching over. He looked. Overtaken by self, and took those steps that brought him to danger, Might the Lord pardon what we've said amiss and go up with us later this day. And might that that we have sung of that way abide with us. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Ridout will preach again this evening at 6:30. The Sunday school today will be on Zoom, as normal. And tomorrow evening, there'll be a prayer meeting for church members. That will again be on Zoom. And Mr. Izzard is expected to preach on Friday evening here at 7:00. And next Lord's Day, Mr. Pocock will preach here in the chapel at 10:30 and 6:30. And he hopes to administer the Lord's Supper after the morning service. And he also hopes to address the Sunday school at 2:30. And Oakington have their New Year special services on Wednesday afternoon and evening, 3:30 and 6:30. Let us close with the first part of hymn 806. 806, the first part. Christ is the friend of sinners, be that forgotten never. A wounded soul and not a whole becomes a true believer. To see sin smarts but slightly, to own with lip confession is easier still. But oh, to feel cuts deep beyond expression. Hymn 806, the first part.
dear gracious Lord, part us now with thy blessing. Grant there might be that for us to feed upon, O Lord. Oh, for the good of our souls. Do be with the Sunday school this afternoon, Lord. Help those who are teaching, Lord. And might there be that to abide in the minds of the children. And even this morning, might there be that to abide in our own minds, applied of thee, O Holy Spirit. So go up with us this evening, if it be thy will. Grant continued felt needed help, Lord, whether pulpit or pew. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the union and communion of the Holy Ghost abide with us each, both now and forever. Amen.